You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Kimberly Carlson Asara. She's a graduate of Humboldt State University with a degree in writing and literature, which she currently uses to teach at Shasta College. Kimberly's an award-winning author of the novel Out of the Shadows. Her latest novel is titled Unwrapping Christmas. Welcome to the Exchange, Kimberly.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Well, tell me about this new novel, Unwrapping Christmas.
So I started it about 3 years ago, and around Christmas time, and there was two things that made me want to write it. I love the movie Love Actually, with the different storylines of the people coming together. But that's just a screenplay. There's no book. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll write a book that's semi like that. And the other thing is, even though I love like Christmas books or Christmas movies, they're often just books about centered around the season, not about what I think the meaning of the season is. Mm. And so I wanted to write a book where the themes were about why we get excited about the holiday season and Christmas in particular with this book. So I wanted to create a book where the characters were searching for that meaning.
Gotcha. And so you start with the biblical meaning and this biblical story, which you weave throughout.
Yes. And for me, I also presented that for people who are believers in the original Christmas story. But I also think that it can be useful as if you think of it as a myth of what the purpose of that story is.
So you have a character, it's a 12-year-old boy named Josiah. And coincidentally, I have a 14-year-old boy, and his name is Josiah.
Oh, fabulous.
So what I really related to was the character was very dutiful. He's very brave, courageous, a very smart and resourceful kid. How did you come up with this character?
Well, I have a son as well, and I have two nephews. And so I think for me it was just seeing these young men who maybe don't always fit completely of in like the school system, or and if they have any sort of tragedy in their life, which makes it even more difficult. So largely from personal experience, but not, I can't say that that is somebody, but I would pick from the young boys that I've been around.
Okay, and so you wrote this story in such a way that when we are first reading it, we're being introduced to lots of different individuals and families and different characters, but we don't know how they end up together. You kind of tell that story along the way. Tell me about the process of thinking through that.
Yes. Yeah, so it was, you know, in some way, this story came organically to me, and weaving all the stories together. But just to have so many diverse characters and how they would come together. And I think when Josiah is lost in the woods, that became the climax, if you will, as far as them all coming together. I also believe that you know, in a community, we are all connected, and how that connection, we don't always see it right off, but I mean, it doesn't take much digging to know someone who knows someone, or to have that connection, even if it's not through like knowing them, but through like the same experience, the same feeling. And for me, the book is largely about community and connection and coming together. And when we don't automatically see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of relational elements in this story. And one of the things that I was thinking about as I'm reading is, how do you get into the mind of a character and begin to tell us what's in the mind of a person? How do you do that?
I think for me, it's practice. You know, I wake up every morning and I write. I think I'm an empath, and I think a lot of artists are empaths. And it's a gift, and it's also can be painful. So I think for me, I often think about how a person feels or what how a person would experience something. And I also think reading. I read a lot. And, you know, because we only have our own experience in this life, you know, but I think reading is what helps us to really understand other people's experiences.
It's very interesting that you said you're an empath. I'm married to an empath. And so my wife is constantly thinking of how everyone around her is going to feel or what they're thinking. And she wants everyone to, you know, enjoy the environment. You know, she makes a house a home. But she also feels the pain that other people feel.
Right.
What's that like?
Well, exactly that. I mean, I just, even like when I think of Rhett, like you, I don't really know where my character Rhett came from. And, but I, when I start to think about his loss and trying to raise a son on his own, I mean, I could, I can start to be, feel him, feel that, that pain. Am I doing a good job or am I not doing a good job? And, yeah, it's you start to really just get inside a person, and I you know, I think that's the writer's job, is to be able to experience other people's lives.
Well, it helps to be an empath and have that emotional understanding and that emotional connection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My guest is Kimberly Carlson Asara. She teaches at Shasta Community College and is the author of a new novel, just in time for the holidays. It's titled Unwrapping Christmas. Now, Kimberly, this book is a little bit different from your award-winning book, Out of the Shadows. Tell me about that.
Yes. So Out of the Shadows, I mean, it took me about 7 years to write that and tons of research. I was an activist for the Darfurians, the genocide in Darfur.
Oh, that's a big issue right now.
Yes, it is a big issue right now. Very, I mean, it's very sad because it hasn't resolved in any way. So it's the same in the sense that I get inside people and I tell stories or I try to get people to see things through story. And but that book was pretty lofty in theme and like I said, lots of research.
What did you hope to achieve with that novel?
Just to make people aware of Sudan and the genocide, and not just Sudan and the genocide, but that about things that are happening, you know, all around the world, that that we could maybe just be at least a voice of positive good towards that, a situation that needs our help.
How much time did you spend traveling?
Well, that I was an activist for 10 years, and I didn't. You know, people always assume I was in Darfur. I was not. I mean, I went to Washington D.C. and all that sort of thing to raise awareness, but I had young children at the time, and it is a dangerous place.
Okay, and so what drew you to Sudan? I mean, there are a lot of challenging environments everywhere, and Sudan, obviously, one of the top of the list.
So I was pregnant at the time, and then I would watch the movie Hotel Rwanda, and I was shocked that I was a graduate student when that genocide took place in Rwanda, and I was shocked and disappointed in myself that I didn't even know about it. Mm. And so so I was pregnant, and my children are part Jewish, and so it made me hyper aware of genocides that happened and are happening, and so I felt compelled to say something and do something.
Okay. Well, what's the source of your inspiration to write this story?
This story was In Unwrapping Christmas, yes. So for me, I think the holiday season, it is a time, you know, Elvis Presley says, I wish every day was like Christmas. And so what does that mean? And I think it means is that we stop and we pay attention and we pay attention to those we love. We even pay attention to those we don't even know. I mean, it's a very giving time of the year with, present drives and food drives. And it's a time that we say, you know, what is the most important thing? And it is always comes back to love.
And love transcends people. It transcends continents. It transcends countries. It transcends cultures.
Yes, it transcends everything. I mean, it is, I do believe that that's what we're all seeking and that's what we all need. And
so,
yeah.
So at the heart of this heartwarming story is love in all of these relationships between father and son, between friends, between sisters.
Yes, it's love, but it doesn't, it also doesn't mean that we don't live complicated lives and that that we don't have pain that we have to deal with or that we all don't, we need to grow in certain areas. And the idea is that I also wanted to show that all of our lives are imperfect and that, but it's in that imperfection that we can we can forgive and we can lean on one another. So I 100% didn't want to create just a sweet little book, but I also wanted to show that we, every single person, is dealing with something painful, whether it be past or present or fear of the future. And even in that, we can find good in ourselves and those around us, and learn to forgive ourselves and those around us and lean on each other.
Well, your main character, Josiah, spends a lot of time with a couple of other characters, and you get inside their head. They're not human.
Right.
So tell me about Blitzen and Vixen.
So, you know, people, as a writer, they always say, oh, is that so-and-so in your book, or is that so-and-so in your book? And no, they're not. I don't write about anyone specifically except for Blitzen and Vixen. We did have dogs when I was growing up named Blitzen and Vixen. So I will say that those two dogs are based on, my family's childhood dogs. And yeah, and I, you know, for Josiah, who does, you know, spend a lot of time alone, he prefers that much of the time, but the dogs do become a great friend to him, and in many ways end up, you know, Blitzen does end up, you know, keeping him warm and possibly even saving him.
And you give the dogs personalities.
Yes.
Tell me about their different personalities.
So Blitzen is the wise dog. I even say in the novel that he's one of those dogs that come once in a lifetime, that he has just a really deep sense of knowing. He sees things before they happen. And Vixen is the brother, who's just playful and running and gets himself into trouble, and Blitzen has to save him. And, so they certainly juxtapose each other, but, yeah.
Yeah, Vixen's a little impetuous.
Yes, yes.
So what parts of you and your personality are in some of these characters?
So that's another great question. I think there's parts of me in Sophia and parts of me in Levine. I think there was parts of me in Sophia several years ago, like a decade or so ago, where I felt more like centered about how things look on the outside. Like Sophia is really conscious about how people see her on social media, or keeping everything just like the outside really perfect. I see myself more as Levine now. I'm a single mother, and trying to juggle many different things is difficult and challenging. So both of them, I see myself as both of those women characters.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful book, beautifully written. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
My guest was Kimberly Carlson Asara, author of the new novel, Unwrapping Christmas.